should probably be trying to get out. But Madison, she's having fun, living an old-time radio life. Our explanation is done.
Madison is on the air.
Those three men who robbed you are douche nozzles, and they want to kill me. Which happens to me more often than you think.
Have gun, will travel. San Francisco, 1875. The Carlton Hotel, headquarters of the man called Paladin.
Mr. Paladin! Mr. Paladin!
Over here, hey boy.
Oh, yes, sir. The bank almost closed. Here's the money. $1,000.
Good. Thank you, hey boy. I need this for my trip to Wickenburg.
Wait, you go?
I go.
You just come back from going.
I go again.
But what about the lovely lady with the blonde hair, Miss Richards?
Absence will have to make the heart grow fonder.
Very, very persuasively.
Wait, they're starting the episode in San Francisco?
Yeah, the show always starts there.
And OMG OTR, another stereotype Chinese servant character?
Well, what do you expect? The gunslinger to be a Chinaman?
Yes, I think that would be an interesting show. And seriously, he's called Hey Boy. 1958, stop that right now. You're old enough to know better.
Why don't you get back to work?
How long till Paladin gets to our scene?
I don't know. I'd say San Francisco's about a week's ride to here.
I have to wait a whole nother week in this smelly saloon?
You signed a contract with Saul to work in this smelly saloon. Don't matter when Paladin gets here, you're working till Saul says you ain't.
I feel like this is my penance for dressing up like a saloon girl in all those Old West photos I got at Six Flags.
Howdy.
Hello?
Passing through?
I haven't made up my mind yet. What's the name of this town?
We call her Bluebell. Looking for a job?
No, just a drink.
Yep, they'll give you one in there, if you can pay for it.
Thank you, Sheriff.
What'll it be?
Rye. Just give me the bottle and the glass.
That'll be $5.
All right.
Must have worked up quite a thirst, stranger. I'll get you a better brand than the bar bottle. Anything else?
This'll do.
Yeah, it oughta.
You're Paladin, right?
That's right.
I thought you'd never get here.
I didn't even know where here was until a few minutes ago.
Same. This is where I got zapped this time, and OMG, I used to complain about the vast nothingness on the drive between LA and Vegas. But now I will happily move to Barstow if I could just get out of this septic tank of a town.
Would you care for a drink?
No, thanks. And a little advice? Don't drink that.
I already have. Why?
You've clearly never been a woman in a college bar full of frat boys.
How's that?
Get along, Madison. Customer's waiting for you at the faro table.
Now, just a minute. There's a customer right here at the bar.
Their problem over here, Jim?
Yeah, Saul. Madison won't get back to work.
That true, Madison?
The lady and I are having a conversation.
Well, if she ain't working, she's breaking her contract with me.
That's so.
Ha! Paladin's here now. He's an Old West hero, and he's gonna fight on the side of good, defend my honor, and we'll ride off into the sunset or whatever.
How's that?
I don't know. The last Western I saw was Shanghai Noon. Hey, there's a Chinese character who's a hero and totally kicks ass. Jackie Chan is awesome.
She right? You some sort of hero?
Now look, I don't want any trouble.
He said I don't want any trouble, which definitely means there's gonna be trouble.
You planning to make trouble, mister?
Well, I... Oh.
Having trouble standing, stranger?
Your hero can't hold his whiskey.
What was in that drink?
Just whiskey.
And horse tranquilizer.
What?
Come on, Paladin. Show them they can't get away with treating a woman like this.
Oh, he can barely stay on his feet.
I've worked an entire shift at Applebee's with more drugs in my system than he has. Never should have offered to work the day after Easter. Come on, Paladin! Show him who's boss! Great, my gunslinger's a lightweight. Well, looks like Deputy Dog is finally waking up. Did old Musky Muskrat get the better of you?
You're the girl from the saloon.
It's possible. It's possible.
Where am I?
My place. You remember what happened, or is the blackout permanent?
I'm not sure.
They slipped you enough drugs in your drink to kill a horse. Or what Charlie Sheen would call breakfast.
I've felt better.
Come on, sit up. Is this your first time in the big city? Flashing a roll of bills like a tourist in Times Square?
Oh, it's gone.
Yeah, Tickle Me Elmo spotted you as a mark easy.
Ah, an old Barbary Coast trick.
Oh, right! The Barbary Coast in San Francisco in the 1870s was full of brothels and opium dens. In my day, it's just hipsters and weed dispensaries.
I should have known better.
How come you fell for it?
No excuse. I was careless.
Well, at least you're owning it. Hey, what are you doing? You need to stay in bed. Don't gunslingers ever call out sick?
I can't. Ooh, my ribs.
Saul sucker punched you with a boot.
Saul who?
Goodfellow. But it really should be douchefellow.
Saul Goodfellow. I'll remember.
Here, you might need this.
My derringer.
Saul wasn't very thorough when he rolled you after he found the money. Me? I would have stripped you down like a stolen Honda Accord. Oh, and I also found this card. Have gun, will travel. I like that branding. It's up there with just do it.
Gets the point across.
So you gonna kill him?
He took $1,000 from me. He took my gun and my holster, and I suppose my horse went along too.
Yep. So you gonna kill him?
Would you care?
Look, if the Old West were a gym shower, this town would be the athlete's foot growing on the tile.
Meaning?
I got zapped here and was stuck for cash, so I had to get a job, right? And Saul was the only game in town.
I think I see where this is going.
Yeah, so he made me sign a contract and now says I'm not allowed to leave until he says so. Is that even legal?
Afraid so. You know, I have a lot to thank you for.
If you want to thank me, why don't you step up, be a hero, and get me the hell out of Dodge?
Dodge? I thought this was a town called Bluebell.
Sorry, wrong Western. Get me the hell out of Bluebell.
What's your name?
Madison Standish.
All right, Madison. You can pack whatever you want. I'll take you as far as Wickenburg, but I'm going to see Mr. Goodfellow before I leave.
So you're gonna kill him?
I don't know yet.
The name Paladin is literally the name of a knight. You're supposed to be my knight in shining armor. Pull it together and shoot the dude.
I'm not an executioner. That's not my idea of justice.
So your have gun, will travel is false advertising? Just like Red Bull saying they'll give you wings. I drank gallons of that stuff. Still earthbound.
Still in town, stranger?
Sheriff, when I came here this morning, I had a horse, a gun, and $1,000. I intend to leave the same way.
You saying someone stole your money? What's his name?
Saul Goodfellow.
I can't go along with that.
Just tell me where I can find him.
That won't be hard to do. You just called my brother a thief. I'm Tom Goodfellow. Next thing you'll be saying is that my cousin Jim over there doctored your drink.
Howdy.
Or that maybe Uncle Ed over there has your horse and saddlebag.
Howdy, mister.
Seems to be your town.
Sort of a family affair, but, Saul! Saul, come here!
What is it, Tom?
The fella here's making a complaint against you.
Oh, that the truth?
I'll trouble you for my gun and my money.
What are you talking about?
That gun in your holster, the money in your pocket.
This is the gun you say I took, mister?
That's the gun.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna take 5 bullets out of this here gun. See? Then, I'm gonna throw them away like this. Now, I got one shell left in here, and I'm gonna kill you with this one bullet if you try to take this gun. So come on, Take it if you can, mister.
Hand it over, or you'll be dead before you can draw the hammer back.
Oh, that's so. Where'd you get that derringer?
Saul! He got Saul.
Where'd he come from?
We gotta take him.
Stay back. My gun holds two shots. Now, who wants the second one? All right, I'll take my gun and my money. There's only 200 here. I see you each took a share. Drop your guns, fellas.
Don't do it. He killed Saul. But we got three guns, and he's only got one bullet left in that derringer.
One's better than none.
We got him.
Yeah.
When I say three, draw. One.
If you say two, I'll kill you.
Keep calm, boys.
I'll kill the next man who speaks.
Look out! It's Madison!
He's gonna run us down!
Get out of the way!
Stop, horse! Stop! Oh, thank God that worked!
Madison!
Come on! You drive!
Giddy up!
I hate horses!
Boys! Shoot! Shoot!
Whoa, boy, whoa. We'll stop here. Madison, get off the horse.
Is it over?
Yes, you can open your eyes now.
No, I can't. I'm frozen in sheer terror. You're gonna have to help me down.
Fine. Here we go. You all right?
I'm just not a horse person, okay? You know those girls who love unicorns and wish they were real? I just see a huge animal with big teeth, strong hooves, and a spear on its forehead. That's not a sweet fantasy. That's horror.
Well, I'm grateful to you for taking such a risk for me.
I realized I couldn't wait around for you to be the hero and ride us off into the sunset, so I took matters into my own hands.
I appreciate it.
Now, if it's all the same to you, I'm going to bury this trauma in the back of my brain, along with the year my parents forgot my birthday, and move on.
All right, let's get our bearings. By the time they backtrack, it'll be dark. We'll spend the night here.
If that means no more riding today, I'm all about the plan. Give me your gun.
My gun? Why?
I need to take a bath. And the one time I was camping and took a bath in the river, my brother's friend took pictures. And no one uploads nudes of me except me.
How about I promise I won't look?
You better not. Because I got back at him while he was sleeping. Did you know maple syrup attracts fire ants?
Yes, but if you pull that trigger, you'll attract three rifles to our hiding place.
I guarantee fire ants on your manhood is much worse. That smells good. What are you making?
Rabbit.
Rabbit? Okay, we're doing that moment where I'm supposed to be repulsed by you serving a cute bunny, right? Because I'm a city slicker and don't know how to survive outside of a Starbucks.
We're in the middle of the Arizona desert. It's rabbit or lizard.
In this episode, I've had to be a saloon girl and all that entails, rode a galloping horse, and just bathed with fish nipping at my private places. So bring on the bunny.
Here you go.
But if you didn't want me to shoot a gun to attract attention, what about having a campfire?
Dry mesquite doesn't smoke.
Mesquite? Ooh, we're having rabbit Texas barbecue style.
You're wrapped in a blanket. Are you cold?
I washed my clothes. They're drying, so I gotta stay in this blanket.
That's the saddle blanket from the horse.
I'm fully immersed in the smell, yes.
Go on and sit down. Coffee?
Always. Any sight of those guys while you were out killing Bugs Bunny here?
Nope.
Not that I'm in a rush to get back on the horse of the apocalypse over there, but wouldn't traveling under the veil of night be a solid plan?
The moon rises in an hour. It'll be almost as bright as day.
Please. I'm from L.A., the land of light pollution. There's no way the moon can make it as bright as a Chevy Suburban with LED headlights.
Plus, I want them to tire their horses out searching for us tonight. See, ours will be fresh in the morning. We'll need to outrun them because we sure can't outflank them with one bullet.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha. So we're heading to where now?
Wickenburg.
Still Arizona?
Yep.
Where are you going after Wickenburg?
Back to San Francisco.
San Francisco? It's a real city, even in the 1870s, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is. We even have cable cars now.
Ooh, not a fan of cable cars. Near-death experience.
Is there any mode of transportation that doesn't frighten you?
Talk to me after Henry Ford invents the assembly line.
Well, get some rest. It's still another day's ride to Wickenburg.
Take me with you to San Francisco?
Now we agreed I'd take you as far as Wickenburg.
So I can stay in Old West Arizona and end up working in another saloon?
I can ride a lot faster alone.
You wouldn't be riding at all if I hadn't saved your life.
I still had one bullet left in my derringer.
Then why are you trying to hide from them now? Go ahead. Face those three dudes with your one bullet.
All right, Madison, all right. I'll take you to San Francisco with me.
You live in a hotel there, right?
How'd you know that?
I saw the first scene. I'll crash at your hotel for a while, but we gotta talk about that Chinese servant of yours.
Chinese servant? You mean Hey Boy?
Shh, get some rest. We'll discuss your horrific insensitivity to the entire Asian population on the way to Wickenburg.
I'm starting to think I should just take my chances with the one bullet. For what is hopefully the last time today, you are not falling off the saddle, the horse is not about to throw you, and he is not secretly plotting a stampede to get out from under the oppression of his human masters.
You can't say that with 100% assuredness.
Just try to relax. We ought to be in Wickenburg in another 2 hours.
What? What's the matter? Is the horse about to make a break for it?
No. Look, there's somebody up ahead.
Hey, you there!
Okay, we can't use the gun. What else we got? Pepper spray? Taser? Chihuahua with a lot of teeth?
What?
I'm thinking woman alone on a subway maneuvers here.
There's no need. He isn't armed.
Doesn't mean he isn't crazy.
Whoa. Whoa.
Hey, glad you two came along. How about a ride to Wickenburg?
Don't do it. Never pick up strangers. That guy could be a psychopath.
Who could be a psychopath?
I haven't been fully diagnosed.
What's the matter? What happened here?
I've been wrestled, or whatever you call it, just because one of their horses threw a shoe. They took mine right out of the traces.
Three men?
Yeah, how'd you know?
What's your name?
Peter Keystone. Hyde and Tanner buyer from New York.
For who?
For my father. He owns the plant.
I call BS. Your father owns a New York company?
Yeah.
No way the owner of a New York company sends his son out into the middle of nowhere, Arizona. He'd be giving him a small $1 million loan to start his own business.
I'm learning the business, but I'll admit I'm a bit out of my element.
I need a gun. Is there one in your rig there?
Well, that's one on your hip, isn't it?
It's empty. Have you got one or ammunition?
What's going on? Those three asked me the same question.
Those men who took your horse? They're douche nozzles, probably inbred, and they want to kill me.
Kill you? A pretty girl like you?
I know, right? It happens to me more often than you'd think.
Have you got a gun?
There's a repeating rifle under the seat, and some shells to go with it. Just a minute now. I didn't say...
I know you didn't.
We're not robbing you. It's more like permanently borrowing under duress.
That doesn't sound any better.
This gun'll do. We'll hitch my horse up to your wagon.
Paladin, wait a minute. Are you gonna fight them? Can't we just focus on getting to Wickenburg? Not a big fan of getting shot at.
I'm afraid you don't have a choice. Get down.
Down the road. Coming up in cover.
Yeah, I see them. They don't know we have a gun.
Okay, great. You're the gunslinger. Shoot them so we can get on with our day.
What's going on?
Just stay down and stay right here, both of you.
But I...
Stay with me, Pete. You're not a gunfighter. You're Salsa from New York City.
Yeah, stay with Madison. I'm going to work my way up toward them.
All right, Paladin. We got you cut off. Ain't no sense in trying to fight us with one bullet.
What are we waiting for? With that derringer, he ain't got no range.
Get him! He's got a rifle!
Hold on, Paladin. Jim's hit. So's Ed. We need a doctor.
Come out with your hands up.
Sure, but don't shoot me. Don't shoot.
That's far enough. Now, get the rest of my money and throw it on the ground.
What are you going to do to me?
You go get that wagon with my horse and load those wounded men on it.
The wagon's gone.
What? Gone?
Her and that other fella took off in it.
What? I'm sorry, Sheriff. I'll send a doctor out to you, but you're giving me one of your horses. I gotta get to Wickenburg.
OMG! You are so sweet and smart and handsome and all the things.
Really? You think so?
Would I lie to someone who's rich and offering to take me to New York City?
You know, in New York, I never saw anyone just like you.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Mr. Paladin.
Mr. Keystone?
Hey, Paladin! Guess you won, huh? Did you kill him?
I got back what was rightfully mine.
Must have been a hell of a gunfight. We could hear it all the way over the ridge.
Mister, I didn't want to jump in that rig and run, but I was thinking of Madison here.
A gentleman always considers a lady first. The question is, what does a lady consider first?
I'm going to go with hair. Generally, if your hair looks good, you can make the rest work.
But I'm sure glad you came out all right, Mr. Paladin.
So, Madison, you made it to Wickenburg on your own. Guess you won't be coming with me to San Francisco.
You were heading to San Francisco with Mr. Paladin?
He wanted to take me there after I saved his life, but I hadn't said yes or anything.
Now, that's not entirely true, is it, Madison?
Madison?
OMG, Pete! He's totes lying! If you believe everything Guy said about me, you'd think I was shallow, self-serving, and the reason the Menendez brothers lost in court. Like I would ever tell anyone to wear ugly sweaters like that.
What?
Guys are a bunch of liars.
You think I'm a liar?
I didn't say you specifically. I said guys, which is a term that includes all genders. So
you're a liar, too.
Suck a bullet.
Well, I should be going. After all, Miss Standish, you're only around to save my life when it also saves your own.
Wait a minute. Don't go, Mr. Paladin.
Dude, let him go. We have to get our train tickets to New York, right?
Maybe you can ask around in here and find someone who will offer to take you to Paris.
Nice going, Paladin. I had a rich guy with daddy's money willing to take me to New York.
I'm not worried about you, Miss Standish. You'll make out just fine.
Damn it. I'm still stuck in Arizona. Hey, anyone in here heading to New York? San Francisco? Paris?
Oh, Mr. Paladin! Welcome back to San Francisco!
Thank you, hey boy. Tell me, did I get any messages?
Oh, yes. All kinds of messages.
But any particular messages from a particular lady?
Oh, you mean pretty lady with blonde hair, Miss Richards?
Yes. Did she leave me a message?
Never mind, hey boy. I'll give it to him myself.
Well, Miss Richards, is that a new dress?
You like it?
I love it! Bustles are the OG big butts. I like big bustles that I cannot lie.
Two blonde ladies?
Madison, what are you doing here?
Who is this, Mr. Paladin? I don't believe we've been introduced.
I'm Madison Standish. Paladin and me traveled from Arizona together. Sleeping together under the stars. Right, Paladin?
Really? Sleeping together under the stars?
Riding pressed up against each other on one horse.
One horse?
And one night, I washed my clothes in the river and had nothing but a blanket to wear.
Nothing but a blanket?
Well, technically, yes.
Indeed. Well, sounds like it was a very eventful trip. I'm sure you two want to continue reminiscing. Good day, Mr. Paladin.
Oh, she mad at you, Mr. Paladin.
Payback's a bitch, ain't it, Mr. Paladin?
Madison, what are you doing in San Francisco? I thought we parted ways in Wickenburg.
You blocked my free ride to New York, so I thought I'd return the favor.
Mr. Paladin, shall I escort this lady out of hotel?
And we gotta talk about this Chinese servant character.
Servant character? I am bellhop of this hotel. I am supposed to serve the guests.
Madison, we've both saved each other's lives, and now we've both disrupted each other's love lives. Can we call a truce?
A truce?
Come on, I'll buy you a nice dinner.
Okay, it's a deal.
Hey, boy, a table for two for dinner.
Right away, Mr. Paladin.
Do they have rabbit here? I kind of have a taste for it now. Gun Will Travel first aired on CBS in November of 1958, a full year after the television series premiered. The Radio Paladin was played by a different actor than who embodied the role on the television series, but the same scripts were used so the radio broadcast would parallel the weekly TV episode. The name Paladin was taken from one of the knights of Charlemagne's court, and the gentleman gunfighter never once revealed his true identity. Both the radio and the television series ended their runs in 1963. And, fun fact, of the 225 television episodes, 24 were written by Gene Roddenberry, who would later describe Star Trek as a space western. Hey everybody, it's Madison. Thank you so much for listening. Just a reminder, we have a Patreon now. For $5 a month, Madison members not only support the show, but get a bunch of exclusive extras. New stuff being added all the time. Link in the show notes. But hey, it costs nothing to drop us a nice review, give us 5 stars, or spread the word on your favorite socials. I'd so appreciate it if you helped me let the world know that women are funny. Okay, announcer dude.
Roll the credits.
Madison on the Air was written and produced by Chrissy Talon Sage with music composition and audio engineering by Jeremy Sage. The role of Madison Standish was played by Chrissy Talon Sage. James C. Taylor appeared as Paladin. Other members of the cast include Jerry Kokich as Jim Goodfellow, Paul Arabisi as Sheriff Tom Goodfellow, Scott R. McKinley as Peter Keystone, Mick Wheaton as Saul Goodfellow, Jeremy Sage as Uncle Ed Goodfellow, Chelsea Greer as Miss Richards, and Jonathan Winstead as the announcer.
Have gone, will travel, reads the card of a man.
No, wait, they didn't do that one on the radio show.
A knight without armor in a savage land.
That was just the TV show theme.
His vest gone for hire, okay, he's a killing wind.
Please stop.
A soldier of fortune is a man called Paladin.
I'm sorry for that.